Blog Talk Radio.
No matter what,
Do Good evening, Wanda. Or is this Charlene? Hello, good evening. 0612? Hello?
Hi, it's Wanda.
Hi, Wanda, how you doing?
Okay. How are you tonight?
I'm good. So you're 8091, Wanda?
Say it again.
Yeah. Oh, you're 8099?
Yes. Well, no, okay. Mine is. Yes, I am. I'm on that phone, yes. I forgot which phone I was on.
Okay. I had another phone, a caller, 0612. I think that was Darlene. I think she dropped off, though.
No, that was me. That was me, but I'm not getting a clear connection. So that's why
I
would try this one.
Yeah, I thought that was you.
But this one's not too clear either.
Okay. Well, you're the only one on so far.
Okay. I tried talking to Paul tonight, but she says she has to call me back. She still claims things are happening. She was down there at a meeting, and this person, I think he's a pastor, all his drunk, whoever it was, his team followed him and signed up.
Oh, okay.
So she's supposed to call me back. Okay, I'm sorry.
So where's she at right now? She's down south, or?
She's in Washington, D.C. area.
Okay. She coming back up here?
I don't know. I guess I didn't get a chance to talk to her. That's what I was calling her, so I could talk to her. But she said she'll call me back. We'll see.
Okay, you posted. I got to give up.
How was your day?
It was all right for Monday. It was okay for Monday.
Yes.
So it looks like it was going to be a nice. Day this morning. Then it started getting cloudy.
Yes. So, well, I heard we might get rain tonight.
I thought we were done with it for a while, but I guess not.
It don't seem like it.
No. Depressing.
Some things we got to take whether we like it or not, right?
I guess. But, I wanted to,
did you get my email last week?
Yeah, I did. The one with,
from that condiment. Yeah. She went through the Earl Harvey thing last Thursday. But I haven't talked to her to see how she made out.
Okay.
Last Thursday, Earl Harvey had his expo or something or other, but I wasn't able to get there.
You think she's available now?
Who, Earl?
Sandra.
Oh. She might be worth a try.
Yeah,
what do you think about car?
I was thinking about giving her a call.
Okay, well, I can hold on.
All right, hold on.
I'm still here.
that is John was there. All right, sorry, I wouldn't get the number.
It's 215-960-9640, I think.
Okay.
You got it?
I have, oh, yeah, I found, is it 215-908 or 960?
908-9640.
Yeah. 96, yep, that's it, hold on.
Okay.
You have reached the voicemail box of 215-908-9640.
Hello, Sandra. This is Sean David, if you remember, but I sat with you at Beard Awards. It was just us two at the table. Sorry it took me so long to give you a call, but, you know, I was doing my radio show, and I was talking with Wenda, and I thought you might want to come on and, you know, get one of the you know, chat about a little bit, but, you know, whenever you get a chance, you know, give me a call, you know, schedule a call for another time. My phone number is 44-769-1874.
To send your message, press 1 at any time. Message sent. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
All right. Well, I guess she wasn't available.
Hey, did you get the chance to go on Facebook and look at Cascade Card? Because that's where they have a lot of information. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Sean.
Do you have a Facebook page with that?
Yeah, it's on Facebook. They used to do calls, but now they're just putting it on. They put so much information on Facebook, and it's all different categories and all. You can check it out.
What's under on Facebook? Under the name of
Cascade
the card?
Cascade card. I was just there. Yeah.
Right.
Cascade card. Two separate words.
Okay.
I recommend everybody at least reading through it, you know, and then make up their minds from there.
All right. I keep on bringing
it up now. Oh, yeah, man. What else you want to talk about, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Even has a 844 My Cascade. Has a phone number and everything. So you ever called that number
already?
Or? Yeah, Monday.
Are you there?
The page.
Okay, I just went to the first one, Cascade Card, the top one. That's the one I went to.
Call that number? I was wondering what happens when you call the phone number.
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Yeah, I was wondering. You see that phone number there, and it has a phone number, and then a website. That 844 My Cascade?
No. Are you on Facebook?
Yeah,
and
on Facebook.
The search engine. Where it says search, did you put in Cascade and then the word card?
Yeah, I'm on the Facebook page now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was wondering because there's a phone number there on the Facebook page, 844 My Cascade, and I was wondering if you ever called that.
No.
Okay, I was just curious what you get when you call. All right.
They're connected to Sunrise Bank. I know that.
Yeah.
I see. I want to type in something.
Well, I got some information here.
Okay, that 844, I never tried that one.
Yeah, it's 844 my cascade. I was just curious.
Oh, that let me check that in. Maybe he's asked somebody else to that. Let me see if that's the regular.
Yeah.
844, you said, right?
844 my cascade. So I guess it's 844-692-2722.
I wonder if that's an individual site. Yeah, I think that's an individual site. The main site that I had got was from the company itself was Cascade Card. I think these are other people trying to, because once you get in, become a member, you can put out different message on Facebook. They offer so many tools.
Oh, okay, put your own information. Okay. So it's someone's personal page, Cascade page. Alright, then it does have the website address.
Okay, mine is Troop Coast. I think if you look at my email I sent you, if you go in my end of email I sent you, you would see it. Then from my website.
Oh, okay, so you have your own website.
Yeah.
All right, let me check it out.
Well, it's gonna once you sign in, you'll have it too.
All right.
I joined when they were having a free offer. Sandra Wilkes had told me about it.
Oh, okay.
After 12/31/2015, they put the price back to $6.99. That's for the whole length of time. And then, like, it's only $4.99 a month. But if you follow up the information, you would see how you get that $4.99 back plus more. Just because all it basically do is for people use the card and get paid. That's how it works.
And you know when I brought up your email and you have the your website there, the www.cascade.com/tweetpost, on that it says oops, something went wrong. I don't know.
Okay, let me try it again. 1, 2, 3. Stop. Thanks for telling me, though. Cascade. Card. 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 Slash. Oh, .com. Did I have .com in there?
Yeah, you do. You have www.cascadecard.com and then /truthpost.
Oh. That's what I have in my... I'm trying it. That's what I have in my computer now.
Oh, you mean it works for you?
Oh, yeah, it's coming up. Yeah, it came up.
Yeah, when I click on it, I guess it comes up. It has Cascade, but then it has, oops, sorry, something didn't work the way it was supposed to. Please try again or complete the form below. And
okay,
our technician
will be
notified.
Okay, I'll send it to you again, okay?
All right.
Because I'm getting to the, I'll go in there. And were you going to talk about something else? I can go in there and send it now, really.
Yeah, I was going to talk about economics. It's really
okay.
Good, so I'll just add a while.
Okay, then I can send this to you later. I don't want to cut in on your show, Tom.
It's all right. Yeah, I was hoping for more people, but.
Yeah, I understand. It make it, more conversational. There's more input.
Yeah. But anyways, are you familiar with economics? What it is?
Not a whole lot. I mean, how terrible the world is, yeah. No, probably not in the way you're saying it, but you have some questions.
No, I just definition. This is social science that describes factors that determine the production, distribution, and consumption of goods and services.
Let me go in the other room. Can you keep the mic going in the other room? I'm having a hard time hearing you. Hold on.
Well, hold on. I can put it on mute with the computer, I think. I'll put it on mute while I read it, and then I'll take it off if you want to say something to me.
Okay, I'm back now. I couldn't hear you because they had the video or something playing, and I was having a hard time hearing you, Sean. I'm sorry. Sean?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not at my house, unfortunately. And there's not a place I can't move because there's no computer access anywhere else.
Uh-huh.
I'd have to move away.
So you having problem? You having problem connecting to your computer?
Yeah. I mean, for me to move someplace else,
yeah,
I wouldn't. Yeah. So,
okay, well, listen, maybe somebody else will be on next week and be more of a discussion, okay? I know you're trying. I admire you if you keep trying.
Yeah. Right, right. But anyway, I know you said you didn't hear the definition I gave. It's definitely, I said it was a social science that describes the factors that determine the production, distribution, consumption of goods and services. And basically, it's the term comes from the Greek meaning rules of the house. Or household.
Yes.
That means just how you organize your household in terms of your finances, your goods, and your services. You know,
I'm sorry I made a mess of mine. I said, I'm sorry I made a mess of mine, but trying to get them straightened out.
That's all right.
Well, some things I didn't know, and some things I guess I was just being stubborn with. You know, I thought it would be different, but it's not. So now I'm trying to clean myself out of the get out of the mud.
Yeah, that's a
keep my shit up while I'm doing.
Right.
But it doesn't have to be that way forever.
No.
But sometimes we learn,
you know,
once we get it straightened out. There's been many big shots and, you know, predicaments before, but as they kept working, they got out of it, and that's what I intended to.
Yeah, change comes slow.
Yes. But the goal, you know, I have a goal I'm working for, and I'll get there.
Right. So,
You know, I try to get on Monday nights if I'm home. I'm not always here, but when I am, I try to get on, okay?
Yeah, Deonis, I was thinking of maybe trying to change the time, date and time, like maybe on a weekend or something. That
okay.
way, you know, like on a weekend,
you
like access.
I said, whatever you do, let me know. Yeah.
Yeah, well, the weekend I have access to, like, a quiet area, you know, like,
okay.
That would be better. But,
all right,
you know,
well, I'm going to send
anyway.
That email with the new address because I know Sandra suggested that you go read about it, you know, so that when you do an interview, you have questions and so forth like that. It'd be, you know, you know, you have more questions to ask. You know, you have more of an idea what's going on.
Right. Okay.
So I will shoot you that email, right, as soon as I hang up from you, all right? And
all right,
keep the faith and keep on going forward. Somehow or another, we'll get word out, get more people,
call. The thing is, I just don't have as much time as I would like to devote to it. So it's kind of, I mean, try to get someone else.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. I understand the feeling. That's like with me. It was so much. I was not getting out of debt. All I was doing, I was trying to do too much, and I couldn't. That's why I had to change my little thing. You know what I really was?
Burn out.
That we could get this.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to get together, but I wish as entrepreneurs we could have like a little our own little expo. We can get people to come.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think as entrepreneurs, that's what we should do, but I don't know how to do it
like
together.
Set up a little credit union or something?
Yeah. mean, because I thought a lot of people seemed to, at one time, used to join thinking that we would be giving each other exposure more than what we do. But I don't know the right way to do that. I think this is my thought, like once a month, once a year, we have our own little expo.
Yeah, that would be instead of like
time.
Open to everybody else. Yeah.
It's like they had an awards event. Well, we need to get together for entrepreneurs and try to set a special time or season together. By the way, do you go to that picnic they have up in Bloomingburg, Denver, at Knoebels?
I haven't gone. I don't know if I'm going to try to go this year.
I should have went on and went last year, but what happened? It had been raining before, and then I wasn't sure if it was going to rain that day or not, and I said, take a two-hour ride by myself, but I should have went, because now this year I don't even think I'm going to be able to go. I'm disappointed. Because we usually have a convention.
Like in
I thought it was July. If it's not the 22nd to the 24th, I can go, but I have a feeling that's when it is. The same time we have other plans.
Right.
If it's not, I'm going to try to go this year. I found out I can do a two-hour drive by myself.
Well, I might think about it. I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah. It seems like we have a nice time anyway. They seem to. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll find out if I don't. Okay. Listen, I'm going to send that email. And then maybe you can check it out and... I'm sure Sandra will call you back somewhere along the line, okay?
Yeah, I'm sure she will. Okay.
All right. Okay, take care. Nice talking with you. All right.
Right.
Good night. Bye-bye.
No fear, doubt, no anxiety.